880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, thank you as always, Wanda, and Happy New Year to everybody. This is the holiday week between Christmas and New Year. Sorry I'm so strong, Wanda. How are we doing in there?
We're doing groovy.
All right, we got a great show, lots of fun today. We're going to talk about, well, we've got every day in music today. We're going to talk about what songs correlate to what day, what singers, what artists. It's great. We had a great time with Mike. We're going to talk about that. We've been prepping, and we've got a great deal with that. And we're also going to talk about, well, New Year's resolutions, things that people are typically going to resolve for New Year's. Wanda's got hers, I've got mine. Mm-hmm. Boy, we've got crazy lists too. So Wanda, how's Polo doing out there? Polo ready to go?
I don't know where he is today.
All right, well, we'll find Polo while we're at break. Wanda, take it away. All right, that's right. I was born ready. And what was I born ready for? I was born ready for my friends at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They've got their Audi store in Gainesville and that great store in Key West. It's got all the great name brands. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, but they also come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
What is today?
Hey, who are you anyway?
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
I'm a radio personality.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
Next stop is where all the magic takes place, the broadcast room. Booth, whatever.
So what's it like being on the radio?
It's fun and educational.
It's showtime on 880 The Biz.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. Hey, do you need real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm about to close a real big deal around the corner here in New Year's. We're going to be selling Wynwood Yard to Lennar. So if you've got some land that you'd like to see go vertical, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need some creative capital? Give us a call at 305-773-6300. We can get your call. We can close in a week. That's right. We did that over the 4th of July weekend. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you need creative capital now. Why would you give me a call at 305-773-6300? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and it is our New Year's show. Wanda, how you doing?
I'm doing just
How's
fine.
How's Fluffy back there? Did you find Fluffy yet?
No, he's roaming the halls.
All right. Well, I'm hoping everybody can hear us on Facebook Live. You know, I got to cut off the volume when we play our fancy music, because otherwise Facebook mutes us and gives us a whole hard time.
Fancy music.
Yeah, so it's a radio show, not a Facebook show. So please, everybody that's listening and watching on Facebook, please understand. Now, Wanda, that's one of my resolutions for next year, is to not get booted off of the internet by Facebook. You got
and
any good internet?
Things.
Got any good,
Well, resolutions.
There you go. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah. Top 10 resolutions, I thought, since we are a business station. Have you heard? Yeah. The top 10 most exciting business resolutions to win at work or in business.
Yes. Dig 'em, as we say in Miami.
Hang
Give
on
it
a second.
Me, baby.
I'm having headphone problems. Okay, now I can hear you.
Beep, beep,
all right.
Beep.
First of all, it says, as you said to me earlier, so I wanted to make this an important note.
Yes.
Write out your New Year's resolutions.
Got them on paper right here.
He said that, Anna. And
make a plan.
It makes them real, and you will restore, revitalize, and renew your spirit to take advantage of all the possibilities of your new year.
Now, make a plan. Stick with the plan.
Do you want all of these in one fell swoop, or shall we come back and...
Well, we can go bat them around a little bit. I can give a couple of mine. Would you like to hear a couple of mine?
Well, let me give you one first.
Okay. Give me it.
Slow down.
Give it to me.
Camper.
Give it to me.
Number one, do something you love every day.
Does that mean that we have to do the show every day? You better call Jim. I got a feeling
like
that may be in the works.
One of the top questions was, do I have the opportunity to do what I do best every day?
Fascinating.
People who could affirmatively answer that question were more likely to be happy and productive at work. So resolve to be passionate about your work and you'll do a lot better every day.
Hey, Wanda, now that's you in a nutshell right there. Maybe. You're the most passionate person I know about your work.
I do love what I get to do.
You do. And it shows when we're on the show. I love it. And how about me? I think it shows that I love what I do.
I know. I'm glad you've come to love it as much.
Well, I really do. You had to shake me up a couple of weeks ago, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, good.
High five to you.
Is this fun stuff we get to do?
It is. It is fun stuff. So first of all, I want to say one of the things that frustrated me, I had my birthday last week, and you go to the Facebook birthday. My God,
how you feeling?
I feel tremendous.
You look marvelous.
I thank you. I look marvelous, too. I look marvelous. I feel marvelous. I am marvelous. But the one thing that did move me the wrong way is I couldn't say thank you to every single person. There were so many kind of got convoluted and mixed up. You know, I am a positive force, bringing positive energy to the universe.
Yeah.
And so I had 150, 200, 250. I lost count after a while, but I wanted to make sure everybody knew that every one of those birthdays was, happy birthdays was important to me. Then you kind of go through them, and some you give them a like, some you give them a heart, some you talk to. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. And do people go back and look at how they were treated in the birthday wishes? Did you ever do that?
No.
I just
I go back and look at what?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because the birthday wishes, one guy go like, one guy go love, one guy write a thing to somebody. I don't want anybody to feel bad that I didn't like it. But, I got a fraternity brother I haven't seen for 25 years. He says, happy birthday.
Loving that.
Dude. I don't want to feel exclusionary, though. So I want to make sure everybody knows that each one of the happy birthday wishes really means something to me. It makes me, I stop, I look, I think about the person.
Good.
It really makes me feel good. It was such a beautiful birthday I had.
Good.
So beautiful.
I always tell people I don't need presents. I need presence.
Oh, gosh. That's beautiful. I want to say is that the holidays are, to me, all about, people go, I don't have money to give a gift. You know what the biggest gift is? Mm-hmm. Unconditional love.
Yeah.
Unconditional love. So Fluffy gives you that all the time.
Not easy to come by.
I wish that people could have seen your reaction. I got a whole full, big, big, broad smile, the whole eyes lit up and everything, because that is truly the number one thing. That's why for my birthday and for all the holidays, I am always covered with unconditional love. I get it from Vivian. I get it from all the people. I'm going to say it now who I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for Gabriel, my new nephew, my grand nephew.
Oh.
Gabriel was born to Asher and Ellie in Dallas this
Great
week.
Name.
He just had his bris. God bless him. I'm obviously thankful for my niece, Nikki. How about
mm-hmm.
that one? Got to say thanks
too.
For Nikki. Got to say thanks for my niece, Jenny. Jenny and Nikki is like the Army and the Navy and the Marines. Nikki lands on the beach. She's the Marines. Mm-hmm. And then Jenny's got the supplies for her. She's the one that backs her up.
Nice.
And then the people that keep Jenny strong, Ella and Ethan, my two beautiful
is Jenny
nieces
the younger
and nephew.
Sister?
Jenny is the younger sister,
yeah,
but she's
like,
tremendous.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
Like
she's as tough as the other one. The two of them are together are amazing. And of course, all my young kids. I got Simon and Shayna and Jamie, my other nieces and nephews. So what I want to be next year, I'm going to resolve to be a better uncle. I'm going to be, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
You know, just if that's your intention, that's all you need.
I'm going to resolve. I'm going to love them all equally, unconditionally. Anything they need, I'm there for them. That's my resolution for next year, is to be there for them. And I think that's my resolution every, because I was there for Vivian. I've been there for Lolly Green, hashtag my mom.
Yeah.
For you,
and
Fluffy.
And continue to be there.
I'm there for everybody. There's pieces of me everywhere, and I don't mind.
Who's there for Jim?
You are.
I am.
Vivian is.
Your mom,
my
for
mom
sure.
My mom is definitely.
Mommy loves her, Jim.
I think that, you know, and let me tell you something. Yeah. It really hasn't been out there. Let me tell you who was there for us when we really needed her. Mm-hmm. The first person that got tested for Vivian was Nikki Fried.
Well, then.
That tells you about Nikki Fried. Nikki Fried's not about headlines. My niece, Nikki, I'm not even going to call her her brand. Mm-hmm. My niece, Nikki, is a beautiful, caring person. And the world is just getting started to get to know her.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a beautiful thing to watch her coming out party.
It is exciting to watch.
It is. It's because this is a pure thing. This is a pure thing. There's no like BS. There's no like person behind her. There's no industry. It's really, really tremendous. I resolved to be Uncle Jim there, not to be some idea guy, just Uncle Jim to give her love.
Just keep her level headed.
Well, I do. When she was campaigning, I used to
send
her hearts.
Because you know that politics thing can mess up.
Well, I think that politics will also give you a level head, because no matter what, they're going to come and they're going to hit you.
They are.
You know what else I'm going to promise I'm going to do, what I'm going to resolve to do again? I'm going to mentor people. The best thing I did was go to that Ada Merritt school, to those young people, those young little fresh little eighth graders. It was so beautiful. So beautiful. And they were beautiful kids and they had great questions. And then also I mentor a lot of the kids that are coming out of the University of Florida. I've been back and forth today with one, helping him write the job search letters.
What are their goals? What are their career goals?
The young kids?
Yeah.
The young kids, I'm not sure what their career goals are. I would hope that their career goal would simply be getting a ride at a school somewhere. Getting into college or trade school, you know, getting a free ride.
Ah, gotcha.
Free ride.
Yeah.
But the kids that are getting out of college, they want a career. The first thing they're going to get is a job. My goal is to help them try to understand what it takes to get a career.
Very difficult
to have a career.
These days,
that I've had one for a long time, 35, 40 years in real estate, I found that it's very difficult to maintain a career in a single industry over a long period of time. It just evolves. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed. Now I've got all this work I'm doing with my friend Julian. We're doing site location for a technology and wellness firm in
that
the cannabis industry.
Fun.
It's fabulous.
That just sounds fun.
It is. Well, you can join us.
I'd love to.
Well, you can.
I'd love to go looking at
We're
going to
go out. We're going to go on a field trip. Julian and I, we're going to go to Tampa and Orlando. We're going to go look. We're also supposed to do it in Broward and Palm Beach, but you can't
do it
in Broward yet.
I'm in.
I know you are.
I'd like to look at places and
see the
future of
you're
that
spot.
You're
on the spot. Team. Well, you're part of the future, Wanda.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
When's my turn? When's my turn?
Your turn.
Because we got to go to the thing.
Well, take your turn. Give us a couple.
My next two.
Yeah, give us
Do two. Something just for you.
Wait a minute now.
Jim.
I can't even remember when I did that.
See there? You need to do that. I'm going to remind you every now and then to do something just for
you.
You
know what
you.
I like to do just for me?
Yeah.
I like to, and this goes into my Friday afternoons. I have pain management because of my back. I go to rehab at physical therapy at UHealth. Then I go to pain management at the Sylvester on Friday. Then I go home and I draw a hot bath. And, you know, I saw this thing where people say that bathtubs should be eliminated because nobody uses a bathtub.
I
and the people
baths.
In my building are crazy because our building, we have huge bathtubs. It is a spa, you know, like the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
And I get lost in there for a half hour. And I got to tell you, I forget what happened. It's just like, boom,
absolutely.
Boom, gone.
I have
a nice day. I'm gone.
I have an idea, a question.
What?
For people who are not using their bathtubs, maybe you should rent that out. Because I would love to rent a tub every now and then. Like on a weekend, I want to sit in a tub because I don't have a tub.
Well, then I think that what you got to do is you got to find the hotel or hospitality place.
Yeah. I'm
Airbnb.
Not sure.
Look on Airbnb. You know what? Craigslist. Hey, who has a tub? That
I don't want a tub from Craigslist.
Well,
no.
I don't know what you do.
No,
is this like? Are
Craigslist
you like lobbying here?
So
you
yesterday.
Should move into our building one day a week.
I want to go to a place where someone just doesn't use. Like, there are not a lot of people.
Well, there's
using.
Like a Roman
if I go
spa.
To a hotel, if I go to a hotel.
You
Other people
like,
have been using that
well,
tub.
This
is what I'm saying.
Well, then I think what we need to do is design you.
I gotta seek
them out. Remember when we went to Ball and Chain and we walked around and I showed you the buildings?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go back to Ball and Chain. I want to walk around. We're going to walk around. We're going to find you the building.
And then go to Ball and Chain.
We're going
to
find you the building. We're going to buy the building. We're going to put you in there. We're going to get a tub with you. We're going to finance it with Spectrum. We're going to do the whole thing. The whole show's going to come together.
Don't know
and it's going to save you. And that's my resolution.
Until
my resolution. this year is to help you find a better place to live. How about that?
That sounds groovy.
Okay, time for a break, and then we're gonna talk to the guy about the shows, the things about the different days. I'm gonna ask him about the 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's. It's gonna be awesome. What's that guy's name? Mike Walter. We're going to be back with Mike Walter. We're going to talk about this day in ... It's amazing. I love this guy. Wanda, take it away. Rock on! Woo! Sorry, Wanda, didn't mean to blow you out there.
I'm okay.
I kind of warned you that it was coming. You cranked me up with that stuff. You know, you open up the door, it's going to come out. Monster Jim is on the way there. All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, our friends there. Oh, they're the best. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They got that great Audi store in Gainesville. I go to Lamborghini Broward with them for Supercar Saturdays. It's just great. And then they've got their store down in Key West, got everything. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, fur service, red cap service. I love saying that. I'm going to say it again. Red cap service. That means they come pick up your car. I never even go to the dealer anymore. Never go to the dealer anymore. They come and pick it up. It's fabulous. I love the guy. It's even the same guy now. They all come with, and it also comes with a personal assistant that'll help you anytime with anything. My mom drives that person crazy. You know, That you get that for 4 years. Now, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Now, I want to rock my eyeballs out.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
It would be greatly appreciated if you would use your turn signal indicator when changing lanes or turning.
On 880, The Biz.
I'm not a mind reader. Neither is everybody else.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
Yeehaw!
Oh my gosh.
That's you.
I was having too much fun, Wanda.
I know.
Well, you know, that's why people should do business with me. It's always fun when you do business with me, because like we were saying earlier in the first segment, I love what I do. I self-actualize by helping people. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. We help people get mortgages when it's not easy. Got a friend today, he's got a $900,000 house he wants to buy. He'll buy it all cash if we don't get him his loan, but he can't get a loan too easily because he doesn't show income. Why? He's got all kinds of depreciation. That means his income shows zero because he's a real estate investor. If you're a real estate investor and you show zero income and you want a loan, you're going to have a tough time too on your house. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because I live for this stuff. Give me a call. I want to help you, because when you call me, it's all about
it's
you.
It's all about you.
Well done, Wanda.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back. We've got a great segment here. We are with music expert Mike Walter. He's the author of On This Date in Music, a day-to-day history of the music that inspires us and the bands and artists who created us. Wow, what a title for the book there.
And a way to wrap up a year.
It is. This is going to be a great show. Lots of days in a year.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Lots of days in a year, Mike. Welcome to the show. Hey, what's your favorite day of the year for music?
No, that is a great question. There are so many great stories in this book. And I really hope that people buy it and read it, you know, one book, one day at a time. I think probably my favorite is the story that I tell on September 7th. It's the great story about Eric Clapton. He was dating Patty Boyd back in the mid 70s, and the two of them are waiting to go to a party, and she's taking forever to get ready. And, you know, what do most people do in that situation? They watch a little TV. Nowadays, they hop on the internet. Eric Clapton picks up his guitar, starts drumming away, and basically singing about what's going on. It's late in the evening. She wonders what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup, blah, blah, blah. And by the time Patty Boyd is ready to go to the party, he has written the beginning of Wonderful Tonight, which is arguably one of the great love songs in all of rock history.
Oh, 100%.
So I tell that story on September 7th because that's the night that they were going to the party, and it's one of my favorite stories.
It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup. Brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look alright? And I say yes, you look wonderful.
Well, listen, Mike, I want to thank you so much for helping us end the year today. We're gonna go through a whole bunch of different ideas. I can't imagine. So you've got to have more than 365 different ideas. Do you have a list for each day, a whole bunch of cool things?
Well, so basically the way the book is written, Jim, is on each day there's one story about something that happened in music on that day. So it's not a book with a bunch of facts like these 15 people were born this day, at least 20 albums came out. I really chose to focus on one specific thing each day. And, you know, it seems like a daunting book. It's 630 pages. But if you do break it down and read one essay a day, it's an 850-word essay, which is a 5 to 10 minute read. And I hope people choose to consume it that way.
Well, that's terrific. Now, of course, if we're talking about all the different music on every different day, there's one day that I really got to ask about. And, of course, Don McLean asked the question earlier. Is there a day that the music died?
February 3rd, 1959 is the date that we call the day the music died. And for anyone who doesn't know, that's the tragic plane crash of Buddy Holly, yes. Richie Valens, Big Bopper. It's significant. Obviously, music did not die that day, but it certainly took a big blow. I mean, this was early in the days of rock and roll, and you're talking about three significant artists all perish on one day. It was a pretty sad and tragic day, especially when you think about Buddy Holly. If you go back and listen to the music that Buddy Holly produced in his short career, I don't think anyone doubts that he would have gone on to be an incredibly influential songwriter and artist, and unfortunately his life was snuffed out early.
Yeah, that is one of the real lamentable things. We've had a lot of people die early, die young. That's just a horrible thing. So,
and I'll tell you an interesting aside about that whole situation.
Sure.
Buddy Holly's wife was pregnant at the time. And she heard about the news. She heard about her husband dying on the news, and she miscarried. And that is the situation that now, when you hear the news saying they're not going to report any names until all the next of kin have been notified, that's the incident that started that. Before that, when the media had a story, they ran with it. But it was Buddy Holly's wife's miscarriage that changed that for the media.
Wow.
Well, that's just absolutely freaky.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys.
I mean, that's just amazing. Now, Mike, you've listened to a whole lot of music in your day. What is the most surprising way that a song originated?
You know, there's again, I think the book is chock full of them. I think one of the ones that I love so much is 1971. Deep Purple is scheduled to be in Montreux, Switzerland.
Sure.
They're actually going to record a new album at the famous casino in Montreux, which sits right on the lake there. And Lake Geneva. And as they're getting ready to record, the night before they're set to record, there's a Frank Zappa concert in the casino. Some guy brings a flare gun in, shoots it off, and starts a fire. So the casino is ruined, and the band watches the fire from across the street. And they basically write Smoke on the Water about the entire incident. If you go back and look at the lyrics of Smoke on the Water, the song tells the entire story about the Frank Zappa concert, and they say some stupid with a flare gun burns the place to the ground. They wound up at the Grand Hotel, which is where they recorded their album, instead of at the casino. And to me, it's just one of the great, who knows if we would have Smoke on the Water if there hadn't been a fire at the casino that night. Exactly, Jim. Not only a great song, but one of the most opening, one of the most recognizable opening riffs of all of music. And it's great that you got it. That's right. Classic song. Right?
Okay, so listen. So who's your favorite artist in the book? You can't really say that, so I'm just going to pick some. You got a good Bruce Springsteen? I like Bruce Springsteen for Christmas.
Oh, and I have a question.
I like Bruce Springsteen because I like that Jingle Bells.
Jim, as a matter of fact, my wife and I just saw his Broadway show a couple of months ago.
Closed down this weekend. I think it was last weekend.
It closed down, but if you've got Netflix, I highly recommend it because they recorded it and it's on Netflix now. I do. I have a number of different Bruce Springsteen stories. I think one of my favorite Bruce stories is when he was getting the music together for Born in the USA. He basically handed it the album in, the tapes, and it was his manager who said, look, this is good work, but we need a hit. This is in the mid-80s now. MTV was taking off. And he said, this is a good album, but it doesn't have that hit that's going to help you stay as a popular rock star. And that really upset Bruce. He was upset by it, and he went back, and out of anger, he wrote Dancing in the Dark, which became his most successful song of his entire career.
Really?
And, it's a great story about what happens when you challenge a true artist and a true musician. He wound up coming up with his most commercially successful song.
Yeah, probably because he avoided being commercial until somebody made him be commercial.
And you know what, Jim? That is a great point. And you can argue whether he needed a hit at that point or not, but it certainly helped him sustain his popularity throughout the 80s.
Well, I was watching the CNN thing about the 80s, and they were talking about all the different MTVs and all the different things, and they said that Bruce's stuff was really just strictly almost like concerts because he just didn't want to do their, knuckle down to their BS requirements.
Yeah, he avoided making videos for the longest time, mm-hmm. and really wanted to be, a rock star instead of a pop star. And I think if you look back on his career, he achieved that. But it certainly didn't hurt his long-term success to have that very successful album in the middle of the 80s.
Now, yeah, well, I still will never forget listening to Born to Run on my mom's Sony early, basically almost. It was a Sony stereo. It was about like it's small. It was a first Walkman. It was great sound. I would put it on my dresser, and then I'd sit there with a hand on each ear and listen to it, tuned up all the way, And it was just, I just loved that song, that stuff. And then I saw Bruce Springsteen in concert. He was at the Miami High Life Fronton, and they held the door while they were selling out the concert because it didn't sell out until everybody got there. And then afterwards,
wow.
Oh no. And then I waited till afterwards with all my friends and got him and the big man to sign my album. Oh, yeah. He put his arm around me and in front of all my friends said, this is a cool guy. Yeah.
So very
that was,
cool.
Oh, yeah. That
very
was like, cool. That's my rock and roll moment right there.
Oh, boy.
And that one. And there I got hit in the chest by a pick off of Jimmy Buffett's guitar at a show. That was my other big concert moment. You got any good Jimmy Buffett stuff? We're down in Miami. You got any good Jimmy Buffett stuff for us?
I do. I tell the story of Jimmy Buffett. I tell the story of Margaritaville. Do you know that he was in a plane that got shot at?
Wait a minute.
By who?
But he was down in Jamaica. He was on a plane. He was basically hanging around with Bono and Chris Blackwell, who started the Island record label.
Uh-huh.
And he said he's very familiar with the Island. He said, hey, let's fly over to the Grill. I'll put you guys in my plane. And he said, there's some great jerk chicken over there. As the plane is landing at the Grill, the Jamaican police start firing on it because they thought they had heard a rumor that somebody was coming in with drugs. And they started firing on it. He had to take back off. Wow. And he wrote a song about it. It's called Jamaica Mistake. And that's one of the stories I tell in this book, that it was an interesting, almost life-threatening moment for him and Bono and also Chris Blackwell.
Well, one of the more interesting rock and roll shows that I did see was I saw the Police in 78 touring out of the back of station wagon. You got any good Sting? Or Paul was awesome. We went to the show simply to see if the guy could really hit Roxanne that high. He did.
I talk about the Police a few times, and all
the band, the Police.
Yes, we understand
the band exactly.
And we have a lot of first responders that listen. And we don't want to confuse them.
Right. No. I tell the story of Roxanne and the fact that Sting wrote that basically while he was in. He was in Paris for the first time, and he was walking around the, I guess you'd call it the red light district, and he saw prostitutes, what he claimed was the first time, and he started imagining falling in love with a prostitute, and that's how he came up with the song Roxanne, which really went on to help launch that band.
You don't have to turn on the red light for me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good. I just pulled that one right out of the air.
Yeah. Something.
You did. Yeah. Somewhere.
Hey, I have a question, yeah. Mike. With music themes and TV themes, I'm wondering, do you have a favorite music theme from a TV show? And I'm thinking of this because I'm thinking of losing Penny Marshall, Laverne and Shirley, one of my favorite theme songs.
Yeah,
I just heard the news that she passed. Yeah. I don't think I tell a story about music themes in this book, but it's funny. Growing up, I remember as a kid, I grew up in the 70s, and I used to love watching some of those sitcoms. I remember having a cassette recorder, and I would sit there and record the themes to, like, Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley and MASH and a few other shows that mm-hmm. we would watch. And I would go back and listen to them. And then years later, they actually put out albums with those themes. But yeah, those can be popular and catchy songs, right?
How they came
to be, like the Friends song was an accident. Most of them, it's interesting, those stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them can be really interesting.
So now, let's see. You got any? Oh, here's a good one. I'd like to hear a Prince thing. Anything, with the Purple Rain, you got to play Purple Rain on the day that the Super Bowl, when he played the Super
Jim,
Bowl.
It sounded like you started asking me before who my favorite artist was. And if I had to answer that question, it would be Prince.
Oh.
Everyone who knows me knows I'm such a big Prince fan. And I made a conscious decision not to overdo the Prince stories in this book because I didn't want my own personal bias to kind of blend in. But I do have a few Prince stories.
Let's get crazy.
Well, my favorite Prince story, have you ever seen when he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No. I mean, the show?
So he was inducted. Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, when they do their induction ceremony, they usually end it with a all-star jam.
Right,
yes.
Right.
The year he got inducted, George Harrison was also inducted.
Oh, my God.
Harrison had passed by that point. And so they ended the show by doing an all-star jam to the classic Beatles song, which Harrison had written, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. They asked Prince to take the solo.
Wow.
And I tell that story in the book that up until that point, very few people thought of Prince as an amazing guitarist. Everyone thought of him as a great singer and a great pop artist and a great dancer, but very few people respected his guitar skills. But after that night, and if you want, go back, you can find it on YouTube. If you look up on YouTube, Prince.
We're doing it right now.
You will see one of the most amazing performances by a rock guitarist. And then in typical Prince fashion, when he's done with the solo, he basically tosses his guitar up in the air and
walks off.
Struts off the stage. It's an incredible moment.
Mike, we got to take a break. Can you stick with us and do another segment?
I certainly can. I would love to.
That's awesome. And get your good stories ready, because on the other side, I'm going to ask you about like Saturday Night Fever and the disco era and all these good stuff.
I love that era.
All right. Well, get your good idea hat on. We'll be right back with more of Mike Walter, the author of On This Day in Music. This guy seems to know it all. We'll find out more on the other side. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store in Gainesville. I love that place. And they've got a store down in Key West, got all the great nameplates. And join me out on Supercar Saturday at their Lamborghini store off of Griffin Road. What do they have in common? They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio person.
Jim Freed.
I don't know who you are.
And Wanda Miles.
Today's show is brought to you by microphones. Because without them, we'd be...
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
All right, I'm Jim Freed, and I bring you money. If you got real estate deals, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Creative Capital from Wall Street, got access to that. Institutional money, that too. Private lenders, well, that's my specialty. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your TuneIn, iHeart, or 880 The Biz apps.
Jim Freed.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
And Wanda Miles.
What took you so long?
On 880, The Biz.
And we're back.
Hey, Mike. We're back. Hey, Wanda, that was a great break. Thank you so much for all that fun stuff you put in there.
Hey, stick around for more.
All right. It's always great. Always fun when Wanda's here. But we were teasing people with disco fever, Saturday Night Fever. You got anything good for me from the disco era? And please don't tell me more, more, more.
Oh, you don't like more, more, more?
Of course I do. It's why I brought it up. How do you like it?
How do you like it?
You know, the movie Saturday Night Fever to me is one of the great time capsules of any era. If there's anybody listening to this show that hasn't seen that movie or hasn't seen it in a while, go back and listen to it, because go back and watch it, because unlike a movie that's made nowadays that kind of looks back at the 70s, a lot of times they overdo some of the fashions and the music, but that movie was made during the era of disco. So, I mean, it's not a parody of it, and it's not an exaggeration. It is a slice of life of that club crowd in the late 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's... And the music from it is tremendous. And I don't know how many people know this, but the whole thing began from an article that Nick Cohn wrote, the great British music journalist. He had written an article called Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night. And Robert Stigwood, who owned RSO Studios, mm-hmm. read that article and said to himself, we can do a movie about disco. He bought the rights to the article, and that quickly became Saturday Night Fever, which you know, nowadays we all know John Travolta. He's been a movie star forever, but that movie really helped launch John Travolta's career.
I'm wearing 3 gold chains right now, and I think I may still have
button your shirt up.
I think I still have a white Nick shirt. I definitely got
tight when the
Sassoon
dad
jeans.
Him in the head at the table, and he's like, "Don't touch my hair."
Yes,
touch my hand.
Of course.
Such a great performance.
Oh, I love
Such
that.
A great performance.
Yes,
yeah.
he was tremendous. Even the woman that played their supporting actor, she was great too. I loved
I'll give
all
you
those
another
guys.
Great little tidbit about the movie and the soundtrack.
Please.
When John Travolta took the role, they put him into dance classes because they wanted him up to snuff, and they gave him the Bee Gees song "You Should Be Dancing" to practice to.
Oh.
But when they came time to shoot that scene, they wanted to use Night Fever because there was a natural tie into Saturday Night Fever. But it was John Travolta, who I believe, if I remember, was 21 years old at the time, who said, no, "You Should Be Dancing is the better song. We should use that." And he convinced them to use that. And if you listen to those two songs, I would agree with Travolta. I think Night Fever is a good song, but the classic, one of the great disco songs of the era is "You Should Be Dancing." Yeah. And that's the song they used for that scene, based on John Travolta's recommendation.
Somebody taught him to dance? He had
Denny Terrio. Denny Terrio.
He went into intensive dance lessons.
Wow.
He was already a talented young man, but those moves that he pops out in that movie.
It was Denny Terrio.
Okay.
Denny Terrio from Dance Fever is the guy
right
that taught him.
It,
I go, sure. I'm an old man, but that's my era. Okay,
yeah.
Let's open up something for some other folks in the crowd. Tell me a little bit about the myth, the legend, the one who sings about America, Whitney Houston. You got anything good about Whitney Houston?
Yeah, I do. You know, Whitney is she's such a phenomenal artist and another one of those. And I try not to do too much in this book, but another artist that left us way too early and very sadly. One of the things I do talk about, you know, I tried to make sure that I was topical on certain days of the year based on, again, if people are going to read this book on that date, you know, specifically. I thought long and hard about what to write about on September 11th because that's a day that we all as Americans wake up. And, you know, even though it's been years and years since the tragedy, we wake up in a somber mood. So I decided to tell the story on that day about the national anthem and about the start, how the Star Spangled Banner was written and everything else. And I mentioned in the telling of that, to me, I think the quintessential performance of that song is Whitney Houston's before the Super Bowl in, what was that, I think, 91?
Yeah.
Ever been a better performance.
It was right after 9/11. It was right after 9/11.
Yeah, was it? Okay.
Yeah. It was right. No. It was 91. So it was during the Gulf War.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I remember she said it's during one of the wars that I remember for sure.
Yeah. It was definitely a time of war, but it was before 9/11. It was 91. So that would have been during the Gulf War, right?
Yeah. So I want to get my hair long again. How about Led Zeppelin?
I actually start there. The very, if you read this, if you get this book,
New Year's Day
on January 1st, New Year's Day.
Love it.
I tell the story. On New Year's Day in 1970. And this is one of the quirks of looking at the Billboard charts, which I spent a lot of time looking at the charts. On New Year's Day, 1970, Led Zeppelin II was sitting at number one and Abbey Road was sitting at number two.
Wow.
And those two albums, if you look at the charts, those two albums shifted for the next couple of weeks. Abbey Road would go back to one and Zeppelin II would drop back.
And
it was almost like the two decades were fighting with each other.
Is.
The 60s were over, but they weren't going quietly into the night. And the 70s were starting, but they didn't start with a bang. They were wrestling to take control. And if you know music history, what two better bands are there? The Beatles were the king of the 60s, and Zeppelin would go on to be the king of the 70s. So there aren't two better bands and two better albums to kind of fight that fight on January 1st, 1970.
4th of July.
You know, that was another date that I thought to myself, what is an American going to want to read on the 4th of July? And, you know, there were a number of times when I was doing the research for this book that I felt like the musical gods gave me a gift. And I got one on July 4th, 1976, which is the day we America celebrated
the
bicentennial. Tom Petty happened to be in the studio. Oh. Guess what song he recorded on that day? American Girl.
Oh, really?
Isn't that perfect?
That's great.
July 4th, 1976. And that probably, Petty has never said whether he was influenced by that, but, you know, the day, I mean, I'm old enough to remember. I was 10 years old in 76. I'm old enough to remember the bicentennial and how important that was to all of us. Tom Petty was writing and singing American Girl in the studio on that day.
Well, she was an American girl, raised on promises. She couldn't help thinking that there was a little more life somewhere else.
I was in Philadelphia on that date, actually.
Oh, wow. Well, that'll work.
I was on a teen tour, so we were all, it was, well, you know, what do you want? It was the 70s. I was a hippie. What do you want from my life?
Ah, Jim.
Okay. Well, listen,
awesome.
Tom Petty, that is a great Tom Petty story. I'm from, I, you know, saw Tom
we
Petty
Tom.
In Gainesville. I love Tom Petty.
I'll give you another date that the musical gods gave me a gift. On March 17th, I said, you know, wouldn't it be great if I could find something about an Irish band? St. Patrick's Day, people who wake up on St. Pat's, they'd like to hear that. In 1978, a young and unsigned U2 won a talent contest in Dublin. They won a talent contest and went on, which helped launch them and their career. So that was another one of those. I was really hoping to find something on March 17th to write about, and it just so happened that U2 was the perfect band to write about on that day.
My U2 story, I saw them at the Rathskeller in Gainesville. Again, they were touring out of the back of a bus. It was
amazing. What year? Do you remember?
80. 1980.
Wow. So they were just breaking.
I'm telling you, 1980. It was, you know.
Those were the days.
Yeah, you bought free beers in the back if you went to see the band for $5. So we're kind of getting towards the end of this segment. I want to ask just a couple of other good dates. December 24th. That's my birthday.
I was going to ask.
That's my birthday.
Is that right? Well, happy birthday belated. But,
Thank you.
Right around Christmas, I wanted to tell, again, thinking about the reader, if you are reading this on that date. So on December 24th, I tell the story of Do They Know It's Christmas, the charity song that they put together in 1984 that the English artists put together. So on Christmas Eve, that happened to have peaked on the U.S. charts in 84. So it was a perfect, you know, example to tell that story on that date. And it's an incredible story, really, because in October of 84, so 2 months beforehand, Bob Geldof just happened to be watching TV and he saw a BBC report about the famine in Ethiopia. And he was moved into action, and he basically called his friend Midge Ure, another musician, and said, "We can do something. Let's put something together." Decided that putting a song out for charity was the best way. They rounded up a bunch of English musicians. Within weeks, they had the song recorded. It was out in early December, and it sold millions of copies that month and raised a ton of money. And then, if you know anything about Bob Geldof, he was so inspired by that moment, he went on the following year to plan Live Aid.
Yeah.
Yep. So I have one more band I want to ask because we're running out of time, and no discussion about music would be complete in my world without the Rolling Stones. What do you got for me on the Rolling Stones?
I have so many Rolling Stones stories in this book. To me, I mean, they are one of the great bands in rock and roll history.
Oh, they're the best. I've seen them all, and these guys, every single person in the stadium dances when these guys come on. Mm. They're the dance band. They really are.
I'll tell you what, they know how to work an audience.
They're
Jagger,
great.
In my opinion, is
tremendous.
The quintessential lead singer. So let me tell you an interesting Rolling Stones story. 1968, they get together in the studio, start working on new material. At that point, Jagger has written a poem that he envisions as a folk song, kind of a Bob Dylan song. And it's called Sympathy for the Devil. They begin working the song up in the studio. They kind of change the beat. They give it a little somber rhythm. At that point, in early June of 68, at that point, there's a lyric in the song where Jagger sings, "I shouted out who killed Kennedy."
Yes.
On June 6th, so while they're working on the song, Bobby Kennedy is killed. And before they finalize the song, Jagger changes that lyric to, "I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys?" Isn't that an amazing story that while they were working on the song, the second Kennedy brother is killed? Tragic, but amazing, isn't it?
Well, there's these weird things that happen, but that's why they call it rock and roll.
And that's what this book is full of, Jim. I hope that, people who buy this book and read it are blown away by some of those interesting facts that I've been able to discover.
We're blown away by you. We got to have Mike back, Wanda. Thanks. How are we going to work that out? We got to find another good day in rock and roll.
I'd like to visit you in person because I'm up here in cold New Jersey right now, and you guys are beautiful in Miami.
Every day's beautiful in Miami.
Come on down.
Let us know.
Wanda, the next time you get interviewed, me, I'm showing up in the studio.
All right. That's a for sure, Mikey. Listen, you stay warm up there. You have a great holiday season and a great new year, okay?
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
All right, and go for Led Zeppelin on New Year's.
Mike, where can we get that book?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Wanda. Thanks for asking. It's available on Amazon, so just look for On This Date in Music. If you would like an autographed copy, I've set up a website, which is the title of the book, onthisdateinmusic.com. And if you buy it off of that site, then I can sign it for you and autograph it. If not, get it right off of Amazon. They'll have it to you in a couple of days.
Oh, see, still, so, you know, you can get it still for New Year's, read it over New Year's, have a thing each day, you do something. It's like a nice thing.
That's a fun gift.
It is a fun gift. It's something the whole family can enjoy.
Absolutely.
Dad, tell me about the Rolling Stones. Who are they?
Can you listen to me, sonny?
There you go. Mike, we can't thank you enough. Have a great holiday, Mike.
It was a pleasure. Thanks a lot.
All right. We'll be back with more great stuff here on Freedom Business. Stick with us. Oh, yeah, you and me, Wanda. Thank you so much for such a tremendous 2018.
That was fun.
Oh, that was great. Hey, listen, got a couple of more resolutions I want to get out there. I want to spread wellness, love, happiness, strength, braveness, and I want to be inspirational.
Please.
I listen to that ad. Hey, this is South Florida's Business Station, 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freedom Business. I'm Jim Fried, and that's
Wanda Miles.
Thank you, Wanda. We got Fluffy back there, too. I want to thank our sponsors for this year, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson International, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But the biggest thank you goes out to you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Robert Pitts will have this up, just momentarily. Remember, next week we'll be on. We got another great show for you. Another great year for you. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Show 500. It is January 10th. We're going to have a real special edition.
Exciting.
Day. That's right. 10 years. That's right. Why do I keep doing this? Because I just love it. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen for 2019. Wanda, you take it from here.
Have a great year.
That's great, it starts with Trump, irate. Mueller still investigates. It's Hoda, not Matt, on today. Hawaii fake missile claim, shape of water, Oscar. Alabama can't be beat, very stable, genius tweet. Parkland tragedy, Me Too, gain strength. Opioid crisis matters, eagles fly super high. Chloe Kim's on fire at the Winter Olympic Games. And the government shut down not only once, but twice. Roseanne was canceled in a hurry, Pete and Ari. She said thank you, next. Huckabee Sanders medals, French win World Cup, tie kids in a cave, save them. Uh-oh, Lovato, 80s TV shows, reboot beep says I do, wedding bells, Ben gets help, Caps win, Lord Stanley, Black Panther rules movies, Cardi B and Nicki in another fight. Fight the Canucks, want illegal chronic, stay up all night playing Fortnite.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
The Red Sox champagne shower economy shows great power. Cosby never learned. Watch California burn. Florence and Michael.
tropical storms, Thai bot eating royal wedding, Mueller still investigates, caravan heads to the States, I say Yana, you say Laurel, Cavs crown, Laker bound, stormy fate to hush, hush, but no, Kavanaugh in the clear, Warriors beat the Cavaliers, Mega Millions for a billion, Kardashians multiply, colon prosecution, midterm saw conservatives in the House decline.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it. It flew right by.
Stanley says goodbye, Bozo Matt, his demise, Billy Graham is by God's side, Queen of Soul died, Margo Kidder, Mac Miller, R.I.P., Minnie, Mia, Beachy, K, Spade, Robin Leach, too. Vernon Borden, Bush and McCain fought the good fight, right?
Right.
It's the end of the year as we know it. It's the end of the year as we know it.
Oh, guess who this is?
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
You must be the greatest radio show host ever.
On 880, The Biz.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880, The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.
Ask yourself.